Alex Kopach is the brakeman in the Canadian sled. He's our newly minted gold medalist. We're very pleased that Alex joins us from Pyeongchang. Alex, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations. I got to ask you, when the sled came to a finish, when you'd applied the brake and you guys stopped moving and you got out, did you guys have an idea that you had finished in a tie?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. No, we've been asking this question a fair amount tonight, and the funny thing is, Grips was the first one to figure out that we had actually tied. So we got swarmed by our teammates. My parents are at the line there, and you just see a number one on the clock as you come up, right? So you think that you just won the race.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until, I'd say, maybe at least a 5 to 10 minute period later that speaking with the other German team, and I said, like, I'm not sure if I understood what just happened. Are we tied? And he says, yeah, we're tied. And because we also were shocked at how excited they were to congratulate us for the win. Like, that's weird. I mean, it's nice of them, but I mean, you know, they just got silver. But we're sharing the gold medal, and it's great.
You know, there. And that aside, though, I mean, I've covered a little bit of bobsled. There is a certain amount of camaraderie between teams. I don't know, though. The Germans are so, I mean, the Germans typically dominate the sport. Is the relationship with the German sliders pretty good usually?
Well, I'd say it's very amicable, for sure. And it depends on, like, which athletes are around and which decade we're talking about.
Sure.
There's a lot of really great teammates on both sides. We've made a lot of great friendly connections over the years. And I think it's quite honest that we are both happy for each other because they've been nothing but tremendous competitors. And, you know, we always wish each other well, no matter what race we're at or the World Cup. So, yeah, it's really nice.
Now, Alex, I know that, again, you guys finished in a tie. I watched the first day of competition, and it's just my opinion. I thought you guys won the gold medal when you didn't let that extra delay bother you guys at the bottom of the track. You know, the result of the German sled sliding across the line. What was that like? Because, you know, you've got to wait a little bit longer. I know that this thing is timed down to, you know, it's timed down to the second, right? You get in the blocks at a certain time. You leave the warm-up area at a certain time. It's really a matter of routine. What was that like for you guys?
To be honest, we're both the type of athletes that these kinds of things don't faze us because we still have a task at hand, and so it just gives you a little more time to focus on what you're about to do. And Nico Wolter was the pilot of that sled. He crashed at the end there, and he came up after that run, and he profusely apologized that we had to wait so long, and kind of laughed for, like, well, I'm sure he didn't need to crash. And he said, well, of course not. And I said, yeah, there's no problem. And we still had to do what we need to do, and I appreciate that you saw that as the win, really, because it was definitely a good show for us.
This is a type of sport. There's a lot of I've seen you guys in the gym. I've seen how you prepare your sleds. I mean, there's a lot of travel. Yeah, you do have teammates, and you know there is again a certain amount of camaraderie, but there are a lot of times where you really put in all sorts of work just to gain an extra hundredth of a second. When you look back now, and I know you're not done yet, you still got more competition, but was there a time where you think you really kind of wrapped your arms around the sport, and a time where you really decided that, okay, this is it, I'm going to be serious about this, and I'm going to try to win a medal? And how does that feel now that you've won the medal?
I'll answer the first portion.
Sure.
I kind of throw myself into, whether it's schooling or whatever, once I commit to it, I'm all in. And so after that first Development Cup, the North America's Cup Development Circuit in the first year of the Sochi Games, I was fully committed. And I just kind of developed, you know, threw all my time and focus and energy into it. Never really thought that it would come to fruition with a medal. Just plug away at what you're doing and hopefully things work out. But we had an extremely strong season this year, and obviously everyone's hopes were high, and came out with a gold currently. So, yeah, it all really paid off in the end.
In conversation with Alex Kopach, as a brakeman, what tells you that Justin is having a smooth ride? Like, I know there's a lot of movement. You know, it's a noise. I've been and said there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of G-forces, all that stuff. But when you're back there, what tells you that Justin's having a good run? And are you at the point now, Alex, where you can look up at the end of the race and you have an idea whether you guys have done well or not just by the way it felt?
Absolutely. Continuity. That's the best way I can summarize the whole scenario. Just continuity. I can feel as he traverses all the elements and they go smoothly from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. When there's jerkiness where, you know, you drop off a corner or slam onto a corner, that's when you know you're going to lose time. And he's extremely fluid throughout all four runs. And the last one was especially quick. So you definitely know as you come to the end that it was a good run. Whether or not it was good enough to win, you have to wait to see. But, continuity.
In World Cup competitions, the event is usually, it's not spread over 2 days. There aren't four runs, I should say, the way there is here. There's normally two runs. There's four runs at the Olympics. Did that take a little bit of getting used to?
Not at all, because we've had a couple of double two-man races back-to-back.
Oh, okay.
2 years ago or so, we had one in Whistler. We had a bunch of opportunities to kind of more or less test our mettle within such a scenario. And business as usual, basically, as we've got here.
Now, I got to ask you this before we let you run. Tell me about the bandana that you wear.
Of course, gladly. It's my my trainer, Olaf Hempels. He wore that to two gold medals in 94 and 98. And he gifted it to me after our first training year together. And I've been wearing it as a bit of a good luck memento for 12 years since.
Well, man, it certainly paid off. Listen, we really appreciate you doing this today. Again, congratulations. Best of luck going forward. Enjoy the medal. And again, on behalf of all of Canada, thanks so much for joining us. You guys did us proud, and enjoy it.
Thanks much for having me. Yeah.